السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Muslim rulers are capable of carrying out America's orders by establishing a defense agreement. Yet when Muslims call upon them for help, they turn back. Translated. In Mecca, the place where the revelation descended, and near the Muslims' Qibla and sacred rites, three rulers of the Muslims, Turkey, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia, came together for a summit at which they signed a joint defense agreement. The summit's final statement said that the agreement aims to strengthen joint deterrence and develop defense cooperation between the three countries. It stipulates that any armed attack against one of the signatory states shall be considered an attack against all of them. The statement added that the agreement is based on the quote-unquote historical ties and shared strategic interests between the three countries, and aims to strengthen security and stability in the region and the world, according to the statement. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir highlights the following. First, these rulers refused to mention Islam as the final statement of their summit, instead referring to quote-unquote historical ties. What history connects these Muslim lands other than Islam? And were they not all once part of a single state, the Khilafah, Caliphate? Yet they insist on remaining submissive and humiliated before their master, America. They lied in their statement for what brought them together, as this meeting was nothing but their compliance with America's orders. Second, the addition to the crime of these rulers, ruling by other than what Allah has revealed, and their crime of dividing the Muslim lands, they are carrying out America's orders by concluding this defense agreement, increasing its influence in the Muslim lands, and assisting it in its new security arrangements in the Middle East, so that it can make the region a gateway and launching point in the conflict with China. These rulers have therefore accepted becoming tools in America's hands. Third, the military alliance of these three states has demonstrated the ability of Muslim armies to unite. Accordingly, they are capable of supporting the people of Gaza, despite their calling upon Muslims for help when the Jewish entity carried out mass killings. Yet these rulers turned back. Instead, some of them supported the Jewish entity during its war on Gaza. Thus, not even a shred of dignity remains among these significant rulers, after they turned their backs on the people of Gaza and eagerly answered America's call to conclude a military agreement. Fourth, if America believes that, through its alliance or any other alliance, it can prevent the establishment of the Khilafah, then its hopes have failed and its arrow has missed its mark. The Ummah is approaching its goal of establishing the Khilafah, and America will soon see the agents it believed would achieve its objectives for it scattered to the winds. The Ummah will trample them underfoot as it sets out to remove the Jewish entity from the blessed land, turning towards those who oppressed, colonized, and plundered its wealth, so that they may forget the whispers of Satan and the delusions which they deceive themselves. Fifthly and finally, we address all Muslims and those among them who possess strength and authority. You have seen your rulers form alliances with their massive armies, not to wage jihad and liberate Muslim lands, nor to establish the Khilafah on the method of the prophethood. How long will these rulers continue manipulating you and your armies for the interests of the great powers? So hasten to work with Hizb ut-Tahrir to rid yourselves of these rulers and establish the second Khilafah, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. If Allah helps you, none can overcome you. Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 160. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.